Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title. Handling your commercial and residential closings, call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Check out our website. Her number is there, too. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com for more information. And finally, here on the studio this morning, we welcome back Fox and the Bear. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, for sure. And such a great week to have you, too. It's an exciting week. You're releasing an album, right?
Yes.
We're pumped.
It doesn't seem real. Yes. It does not.
Yeah.
It's been a very long road getting here, but yeah, we're really excited. It's finally...
Over. We could have a dance party on the 14th.
Well, I'm sure you're going to play something from it. What would you like to play before we really get to talking here?
Yes. So this one is called Hazel Eyes, and it actually is the song the title of the album comes from. So you'll have to listen for the title line.
It's one of those.
Yes. We'll come back to that.
Little Easter egg hunt.
Okay. Well, here's Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Too few, and the image they reflect are of a person I once knew and hardly know. And the waters, they're not clear, they've been darkened by my heart. And discounting what you hear, would you wanna know my name from the start? Or could we start? 'Cause maybe you could hold me, and I won't let you go. I'll keep you cool in hard times, and you'll save me from the cold. Shadows won't feel heavy, 'cause the sun is set to rise. Darling, I'm not lonely, 'cause I've got your hazel eyes. I've taken to the silence, 'cause it's lonelier with speech. Hide what we're not feeling, hold your breath, I'll grit my teeth, and we won't know. And we won't know, no, 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 no. 'Cause maybe you could hold me, and I won't let you go. I'll keep you cool in hard times, and you'll save me from the cold. Shadows won't feel heavy, 'cause the sun is set to rise. Darling, I'm not lonely, 'cause I've got your hazel eyes. Hold on, oh, don't walk away. I need got your hazel eyes. Hold on, hold on, oh, don't walk away. I need your company. Sweetheart, my oh my, we will be all right. Got your hazel eyes, got your hazel eyes. I've got your hazel. I got your hazel eye. I got your hazel eye. Sweetheart, my oh my, we will be alright. Got your hazel eye.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. That's got us smiling here this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Fox and the Bear. After this week, after the week we've had, that was quite a salve.
Oh my goodness. That
yes,
is such
for
a compliment.
Sure.
It makes it all worth it.
Oh, yes. Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. And once again, we are up on Facebook Live. So if you see them in your feed, please share them with your friends so everyone can see them here this morning.
Sharing is caring.
Yes. So tell me about the album. I don't think we said what the name of the album was at the top.
That's
so people
true.
could yes. spot the title in the song.
Yeah. I guess
I'm
that
sorry.
Was...
No, I'm a little tired here this morning. I should have done
that. You know
that.
What? We feel it. It's okay. This is it's just like an organic session.
Yeah. People got to guess. It was like speculation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Send in your Facebook guesses of what you think that was, please.
No. What is the title?
The title is We Will Be All Right.
We Will Be All Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I can spot that in that particular song.
Yeah.
Yes. So how many tracks are on the album?
There's 10 tracks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's full length. We're really excited about it.
Now, you did an EP once. Are some of those songs on this album as well? Or?
Yes, they are.
Excellent.
So we got to re-record those and add like a little extra pizzazz to them.
Yeah.
And it's just we're really excited with how all of the tracks came out. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Where did you record it? Who produced it? All mm-hmm. that.
Do you want to do some talking?
Oh, sure. Thank you. It's hard when there's just
Do you guys do this often? You want to talk a little while?
Yeah,
about you? Would you like to talk a little while?
Like, am I talking too much?
We have to work out a system because both of us will just start talking. And then
it's so embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah. But our friend Justin Hunt, actually, of the Hunts, another local band. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's getting his hand into producing. Yeah, he's a great guy. And he's made his own studio. And he's starting producing and recording for people, and he was just awesome to work with.
Yeah, we got in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So we were lucky.
Was this his first album of producing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't really think of that.
Very special.
That's a special moment.
You were his guinea pig.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes. That could be so good or so bad. Thankfully, it's good.
Yeah. He did do a good job. I've been playing it. I played a couple of tracks from it. So far.
He did an excellent job. Yeah. And we actually got to have our first producer, Jake Hole, do the mastering for our mm-hmm. tracks.
Yes.
So that was awesome to do. Came like full circle. So
yeah, mm-hmm. And Jake is like big time now. So we reached out to him over Instagram and we're like, hey Jake, we know that you're like
big time.
Yeah, we know you're big time. But do you think you'd want to work on our album?
When you say big time, what do you mean by that?
He's
beasting it up. Yeah. What, he moved to Oregon, correct?
Yes.
I think. Yeah, and he's just doing scores for films and
he's done a few commercials, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
He's awesome.
Well, he'll take time out from this to do your debut full-length record.
Yeah.
And so appreciative.
I bet. That's great. And you've been playing around a lot lately, different
yes.
places. You were really funny at the Sandler Center talking about some of the places. You don't like breweries as much as you do other places?
We do like them.
Yes.
I was like in a weird mood that night.
Oh, okay.
We don't like acoustics of breweries a lot.
Yeah.
We love playing in them, but we had like a string of just brewery shows, and they're great, but you don't feel the connection
right.
as much as shows where, you know, you have, I don't know, the acoustics is not like playing in a tin can, and
yeah,
like you get to talk to people and share, and we really love that.
You don't quite have the connection
yeah.
with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're having a party.
Yeah,
while
which is
you're
fun.
Playing.
Like, I love parties, but I also like connecting. And
yeah.
so Gene and I were just like kind of starved for the attention, and then we didn't know like what to do with it when we got it.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Yeah.
And change my mind.
Like, we're not qualified for this.
Yeah. Well, speaking of parties, do you have a party set for this particular album, or have you already had that?
No, we
yeah.
haven't yet. Like a release party? Like
yes.
a show? Yes.
Yes.
So
yes,
that
you know,
is
like they do up in New York. You
like
know?
Yeah. in the
all
Bronx
fancy.
Or like Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've probably
in
not
a penthouse
in
somewhere.
A penthouse. Yeah. Yeah, that's where it'll be. New York in a penthouse.
No.
We are actually working that out right now. I think tentatively the date is October 11th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're like nailing the last little bugs out of that, but we're really excited. It should be at the Neon House, is that
yeah.
correct? It's
mm-hmm.
a new place, a new event place that's opening up in Norfolk. It's
is
really
that
beautiful.
In the Neon District by chance?
How did you know?
Gosh.
That's right.
How did you guess?
How did I guess that?
You are very deductive.
Super sleuth.
Super sleuth.
And let me guess, you walk into the place and there's a lot of neon there.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
They're
I
currently
had...
like renovating, so it's going to be a surprise.
Oh,
we don't
really?
Know if there's a ton of neon in there.
Yeah,
I
but
see.
We're super stoked about it.
Yeah, that's and so let me get this straight. So this album, you had a producer who never produced before, and now you're going to a place where no one's performed before.
Right. Yes.
To release it.
Yes.
Yeah, we believe in giving people chances. That's our brand.
Genesis, we're all about
yes.
the new beginnings.
Yes.
We're Fox and the Bear, and we've got guts.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's our alternate plan, is if this doesn't work out, we discovered people.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We become talent scouts? Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our side gig.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any other players on the album, or is it just the two of you?
It is just the
I
two
mean,
of us.
You guys
yeah.
sound like a band, as it is.
Thank you.
You really do. That first piece, I was like going, how many other people are back
yeah,
there?
Thank you. We snuck them in the back.
Yeah,
the
they're
studio.
Just hiding. It's like with Wizard of Oz, where there's like behind the curtain.
Yeah, don't look.
That means a lot, though, because when we roll up to shows, people are like, oh, so where are the rest of you?
Yeah,
yeah,
where's the other van?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just us and our Traverse.
Yeah, we feel like, you know, little... like the new kids on the block. Like, yeah, it's
well, they don't go, where's the fox and where's the bear?
Yeah,
they do. They do. They're very original with their jokes.
Yes.
Love it.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here from the new album?
Ooh, let's see. We need to switch.
Oh, yes. I'm going to have to unplug some
yeah,
things.
That's quite all right.
Okay.
That's quite all right.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's been long for me too. You know, I had to work last couple of days, 12-hour days.
Oh my goodness!
Oh then, yes, the pledge drive.
And then we were on the air yesterday with Paul Chagrou, and Paul Chagrou was arguing with me over who actually played or had you on the show first, and who had you as
that.
A live guest first.
They're my best friend. No, they're my best friend.
It was really funny because there was another guy there named Tom, and he had to break us up and say, okay, guys, you got to get back to fundraising.
Yeah.
Stop talking about the fox and the bear.
I'm glad we could be a little, like, comic relief, though, for you.
Yeah.
It was in the grueling 12-hour days.
Yeah.
My
oh, my gosh.
And I might remind people that this is up on Facebook right now, and if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Fox and the Bear here
yes.
this morning.
Oh,
Somebody said you were adorable.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice stranger.
That's really nice, especially since I feel so tired this morning. Really appreciate
you had a late night. You had a couple of gigs yesterday, huh?
Yes, we did.
They were great, great gigs.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm sorry. We've taken a long time to switch. You're all switched now. Appreciate
You're all
that.
Switched?
Yes, sir.
See what happens. You know, we take care of you here
you
on
our You do. That's why we're here. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
WHRO. It's a place to be.
That's right. Well, what would you like to play for us now?
We're going to play actually our single from the album, which is currently available on iTunes and Spotify. So if you can't wait a few more days, we've got a little snack for you.
Little snack.
A little snack.
Yes,
snack.
A little ear treat.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, we thought of you guys when we did it. This song is called July.
Here's Jamie and Gina Anderson, Fox and the Bear, here on Hunter at Sunrise.
September brought me pain. November, I was thankful for the memories that remain. October left me hollow, but it only lasted a day. Oh, July is where you loved me. July is where I'll stay. And we danced through the dead of winter. You asked me if I had cold. Told me in a whisper, you told me to wait until spring. 'Cause the light reveals hidden things. Ooh, ooh, ooh. July is where you loved me, July is where I'll stay. Don't care for the heat of August, the rain that falls in May. June never bothered me, but it only lasts a day. Oh, July is where you loved me, July is where I'll stay. Oh, July is where you loved me, July is where I'll stay. Oh, July is where you loved me, July is where I'll stay.
It's over. I thought you were going to light back into it again.
It's like, and go again.
Ta-da.
Solo. Like, there it is. It's one note.
Fox and the Bear here on Hunter and Sunrise. We're having a good time this morning.
Yeah, we are. This
I think we're all kind of bleary from
from all of the things that we've been doing.
Yes. So wow. Anyway, so that must be your favorite song from the album, wouldn't you say? Maybe? No?
Maybe. I mean,
it's like one of my favorites,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I feel weird saying it's my favorite since I wrote it, because it feels too biased. Like, oh yes, this is definitely my favorite.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely, most songs that like Gina write are, does that sound grammatically correct?
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Anyway, the ones that she writes are mostly my favorite.
Yeah.
She like came in with that song late one night and played it in the kitchen, and I was like, what? You freaking what wrote
have,
that?
What have you yeah. done?
I was like, like, I have so much to compete with. Yeah.
Right now. Usually I know I'm doing well when she, like, she's just quiet and she goes, I hate you. And then I'm like, yes, it's good.
Yeah. And people don't understand that. Like, we have to put context into it. Because a lot of the time, like, they won't know that we're sisters. So if we're making those kind of cracks on stage and they don't realize it, they're just like, what is wrong
this
with this?
This is a toxic relationship.
Yeah, like, what is going on? And we're just like, when we get the funny stares, we're just like, oh, no, it's okay because we're sisters. Like, I can say that I hate
her. I can punch
her.
It's fine.
You do tend to talk to your brother and sister differently, I guess, from other people.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've been around them so long, and they kind of know what you mean.
Yes, and like the idiosyncrasies. And I don't know, when I say, like, when she's introducing a song and I think it's so good that I say I hate her, what I'm really saying is I love you and I aspire to be what you're doing.
You have to read between the lines.
I just can't outrightly say that because, I guess I'm too good to say it. I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm going to go to some counseling for it or something.
Well, I probably asked you this the first time you were on the program, but I'm going to ask it again. When did you guys decide or when did you guys realize that you guys were going to be a team? That you guys were going to be a duo, and hey, we're going to go out and play. And
we're going to take the breweries by storm.
That's right. We're going to be there at every party.
Yes.
When did we realize that?
I think we did like a church talent show. I was probably 14.
We were in high school. Yeah. We were in high school, and we hadn't sang together like
in public.
Yeah, ever before that. And so I almost left Gina. I was like, okay, this is too scary. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, really? I stayed. Would have just been me and a
mandolin. How do you leave your sister?
Oh, well, I mean, same way you say you hate her. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, Jamie's overcome her stage fright.
Yeah,
since
I've overcome it. Yeah. But we, like, we did that, and then we had a bunch of friends. We have really sweet friends, and they encouraged us.
To do something,
To do something. We had songs that we had started writing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just kind of all
snowballed from there.
Just steps and steps and
before you know it, you're just doing
you're
it.
You're on Hunter at Sunrise. Yeah. You wake up and you're just like, how did I get here?
How did I get to this show?
Yeah, I know.
What
like,
is
I've
this
made
show?
It. I've made it. Like, yeah. We went from church talent show to Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
gosh.
Even know how we got here.
Oh my gosh. It's like Hollywood.
I know. Where's Dolly Parton?
That's right.
She in the back?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Dollywood.
We're out in Dollywood. We're out in Hunter at Sunrise land. I got the theme park opening up in about a couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
You can be there.
Can I have some, like, VIP passes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, if you get on the program, then you get the VIP passes.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
I didn't tell you about that?
You didn't tell me.
Okay. I'm glad your listeners know about it now, though, too. They can jump in on the fun.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking with Fox and the Bear here on a Sunday morning, and we're having a good time.
Yes.
What else would you like to play for us here?
All right, here, we'll do one more switch.
Again.
Sorry about this.
Oh, you got another switch, hey.
One more switch.
You guys play so many instruments, and you know what? I've been meaning to ask you, Jamie, this. I didn't notice till the other night that you were playing barefoot.
Yes.
That must be painful at some point.
Honestly, it's more comfortable than with shoes,
I think. Have you developed calluses because of that?
Yes, I have very callous feet. It's kind of horrible. Yeah. But not really, because I can walk around many places that other people
shoes
couldn't.
Shoes don't hinder you.
Yeah.
Like you can go out on the hot sand out at the ocean front and it doesn't really bug you.
Yeah, honestly, it's really a superpower. you know, if we're being truthful. But I don't always play barefoot, but lately it's a necessity because we have a tambourine that you hear.
Right.
And my dad, not trying to throw him under the bus, but he was like trying to help. It kept getting stuck, like the hammer would get lodged in between it. And so he was like trying to help and put some new fixings on it, and it made it worse.
Oh.
And so I have to stick my sandal.
It has to like sit at an angle.
Yeah, it has to sit at an angle. So I stick my sandal underneath of it because I'm too lazy to actually fix it. And so like that's how I
how we get through shows.
Okay.
Is the tambourine is propped up
on my shoes. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So it's kind of a necessity at this point. Hopefully in the winter we'll fix that problem.
Okay.
Because I don't think it will be as functional.
Yeah, you can't really put like some boots under there. Yeah.
I'll just start wearing socks. And I'll just play in my socks. Really cool ones. Anyway.
Holidays.
What is this next song you're going to be playing here?
People are like, what
now
the
heck
are
they talking
about?
Now we've gotten to your socks.
I know. Yeah. Like, stop the train.
Nothing is off limits on
this
show.
I know.
No. We'll talk about anything.
Anything. Socks,
that's why people listen. Everything. What are they going to talk about next?
Curiosity.
We are here to entertain the people. Yeah. So this next one is called Knowing You. And it was the last song that was written that made it onto the album. Mm-hmm. And it's really special to me because I wrote it after... Last year, we had just done a lot of touring, which was great. Like, the experiences were amazing and wonderful, but I started to feel very disconnected from my friends, from my family. It was just hard having to see text messages and be like, oh, I can't be there. I can't do this. I can't do that. So it was kind of a tough season. And then this song came out of that and then just being grateful for the people.
Okay.
That were in my life. So,
yeah. This one's probably my favorite off the album.
Aww. Yeah. That means so much coming from her. The one I hate so much. But I actually love it. Oh, if people just tuned in, they're going to be so confused.
We're sisters.
Well, I'm about to tell them.
Okay.
That here's Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise.
Is it all you thought it'd be? All the work your dreams hold? Is it something inside you that grows to revive you? Or is it leaving you cold? 'Cause I'm changing now. You're changing too. No, we can't stop what we're both meant to do. Well, I think I'm better knowing you. I think I'm better.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yay, Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. And the name of the album again, ladies, is...
We Will Be All Right.
We Will Be All Right. And the hard copy's available yet? Or
almost. It'll be available.
We're waiting for them to come in the mail.
The 14th, yes.
But it's coming to a streaming service near you,
yes,
I'm sure.
Correct.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I hate to wrap this up so quickly, but we're about to turn into pumpkins if I don't get out of this show. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a blast.
It has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.